the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, April the 24th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump's Secretary of State nominee gets a narrow thumbs up in committee, while the Veterans Affairs nominee is put on hold. Also on our rundown, protests against Wells Fargo set for Des Moines today, and cannabis advocates blame Florida officers for reefer madness. First, our top story, the Washington Post reporting Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo narrowly eked out an endorsement from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Monday. That after President Trump and a Democratic senator intervened at the last minute, all but guaranteeing he will be confirmed by the full Senate later in the week. The Post notes that Pompeo had seemed unlikely to secure the majority of the panel's support, but Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, who had pledged to oppose him, tweeted moments before the vote that Trump had talked with him and changed his mind. At the same time, the Post reports the Senate has postponed the confirmation hearing for Dr. Ronnie L. Jackson, President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Veteran Affairs. They report this comes after top Republicans and Democrats raised concerns about his qualifications and oversight of the White House medical staff. Activists and shareholders angry about the banking practices of Wells Fargo will rally in downtown Des Moines today. Ross Brown tells us that's just blocks from where the company is holding its annual meeting.
The banking giant was fined $1 billion last week by federal regulators over its car insurance and mortgage abuses. Adam Mason with Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement says the bank's fines and other scandals demonstrate it's not consumer-oriented and needs to be held accountable.
Wells Fargo says that they're changing their ways, but what we've seen time and time again is that they continue to profit at the expense of so many folks in so many different communities. And so we're going to show up tomorrow to send the message that this won't stand.
Wells Fargo claims it has made significant progress in turning around its banking culture.
Wells Fargo has more than 14,000 employees in the Des Moines area. People with disabilities were in Albany Monday to tell legislators that New York is failing to fund vital programs for independent living.
5 years ago, Governor Andrew Cuomo released a plan for ensuring that people with disabilities would be able to get the supports and services they need to live at home, plans that could actually save the state money. But according to Lindsay Miller, who heads the New York Association on Independent Living, funding to make that plan a reality has been left out of every budget since, and this year was no different.
We had put forward some pretty simple common sense proposals that have very small price tags, and not only did they not advance, but we were left with some new policies in place that actually make it harder for people with disabilities to get the services they need in the community.
They've issued a report card giving the state failing grades in 5 of 8 areas, including passing a final budget that has not increased funding for independent living centers in 13 years. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
3 in 4 Americans believe the inability of people to disagree without being disagreeable has reached a crisis level. Eric Galatis has been talking with organizers of the National Week of Conversation, an effort to bring communities together to talk it out.
Martin Garner is hosting Just Talk Media and Polarization today at CU's Colorado Springs campus. He says in recent years, there's been a lot of interest in the media's role in shaping public debate and why political topics have become off limits in many settings.
People are just excited to have a chance to unpack what they're seeing and hearing and try to get back to a place where we can have those discussions that are more productive rather than turning into just shouting matches.
Garner says one tip for better conversations is to listen first and focus on understanding a person's point of view instead of thinking of a good counterargument to win a debate.
To find a conversation near you, visit nationalweekofconversation.org. The U.S. House is set to vote Wednesday on a bill that would add federal protections to 4 lower Snake River Dam.
We get details from Eric Tegedoff.
Conservation groups are concerned it would spell doom for salmon and steelhead in the Northwest, which already have seen sharply reduced runs because of the dams. House Resolution 3144, co-sponsored by Idaho Representative Raul Labrador, would require congressional approval for any dam modifications or actions, such as additional spill for salmon, over the next 4 years. Supporters of the bill say it's needed to protect hydropower in the Northwest. Tom France, head of the National Wildlife Federation's regional office, says other energy sources are available.
It's clear that we could take out the 4 Snake River dams that are most damaging to salmon and steelhead runs and still have plenty of low-cost energy for the Pacific Northwest.
H.R. 3144 passed out of the House Natural Resources Committee last week.
And finally, Tramell Gomes tells us Florida's medical marijuana registry reached a milestone recently, with more than 100,000 patients signed up for treatment. But cannabis advocates say that number would have been four times as much if it weren't for state officials searching for ways to restrict use.
Nearly 2 years after voters approved medical marijuana, Florida's Department of Health has been slow to publish regulations for patients, doctors, and suppliers. Regulators are fighting a series of legal challenges about the new law. Christopher Cano, with the Central Florida chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, says patients are also discouraged by excessive costs.
The cost is probably the biggest hindrance of why there aren't 400,000 patients in the registry right now.
Florida law says the state is supposed to be issuing new licenses to growers and entrepreneurs based on the amount of patients in the system.
The state is appealing a decision by a Leon County Circuit Court judge to allow a cancer survivor to grow his own marijuana. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.